Fortitude Championship Wrestling Federation presents our Christmas event, Carol of the Bells, Thursday, December 15th at the Vortex Concert Club in Akron, Ohio. The main event is for the FCWF Heavyweight Championship as Top Gun Mike Smiley defends his championship against the Spotlight Marcus Knight. The tag titles are on the line as The Way takes on the Top Guns. And the Bouncer defends his American Heritage title against Mark St. James and Scott E. Stevens in a three-way dance. Also on the card, Max Cortez, Animal, Miles Jacob, The Asylum, The Congregation, and more. Be sure to sign your kids up when purchasing advance tickets to receive a gift, because Santa Claus will be there. Sponsored by King Thrift and Canton, SmartMarkRadio.com, Right Way Upholstery Cleaners, Fortitude School of Wrestling, and Akron Dreamers, host of our adult after party immediately following the event. Don't feel like waiting until Thursday to see your favorite wrestlers? Come out to King Thrift in Canton, Ohio, Monday, December 12th from noon to 3 p.m. for a pro wrestling meet and greet featuring the Top Guns. That's Monday, December 12th, meet and greet at King's Thrift in Canton. Thursday, December 15th, Carol of the Belts in Akron. And our after party at Dreamers, sanctioned by the Ohio Athletic Commission.
Energy electric, rhyming so hectic. Content of the song, you can probably fucking guess it. Just me talking shit over a funky ass beat. Metaphors full of bullshit, hit you like a stampede.
Welcome to the Lousy Wrestling Podcast, the shittiest wrestling podcast in America, only on the Lousy Weather Media Network. Now, here's the show.
Are we all the way up to episode 20 now?
Fucking 20.
Lousy Wrestling Podcast, episode 20. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
We have Josie sitting in today. Yeah, Josie, say hi.
Hello. Like I came to play. Oh, sorry. I was
yeah,
off.
You missed it. I know.
After,
I was trying to get you to
after
do
she was chanting for Dolph Ziggler all night.
I know. Yeah. I just like this song, though. I like the song.
You okay. Like this song?
Yeah, I do.
I think the same people that do this song is the people that do the Dolph Ziggler song.
I wouldn't doubt it.
See, this
what's the Dolph Ziggler song,
probably
though?
The best promo.
The song that's like, I'm here to show the world.
Okay, okay.
This is the part of the song that I always forget exists.
Yeah, they never play this song.
They play it, you just don't realize it, because usually they're like, Miz is in the ring, and he's got this to talk about.
Yeah, we're probably missing James Ellsworth cutting the best promo.
So James Ellsworth, is he on TV right now? We have Talking Smack in the background. We just finished watching TLC. We are your destination for first post-show review coverage. We're recording this right after the thing.
Exactly.
Might not get posted right after the thing. I mean, it will get posted. Like, as soon as we're done.
Yeah.
And then, you'll probably listen to it, tomorrow or whatever. But we are breaking coverage here.
Yeah.
That's how I put it, Josie. You've never sat in?
I have not.
But
no.
we're breaking coverage here.
That's
breaking
awesome.
Coverage.
Yes.
James
I got a
Ellsworth,
lot of stuff to say.
James Ellsworth turned on Dean Ambrose tonight.
I can't believe that this is real life, that this dude's a wrestler.
He any man with two hands has a fighting chance, and he proved
it. SmackDown, there's opportunities.
He just looks like a character straight from a movie. Has he been in movies? Who is this dude?
He's James Ellsworth.
James Ellsworth.
So before we get too into the game...
The game, what, fucking Triple H?
Yeah.
No.
Can we play that song? Today? I like that song, too.
Before we get too into... I'm, looking it up. Why am I looking it up?
Because it's a good song.
Josie just asked me to do things. I'm sure.
Automatic fucking robot.
Because you know it's true, though. He has a great...
Hopefully,
he has great
hopefully Triple
music.
H Frap is in his top five.
Triple H Fap. The Fap compilation for...
Because time by the game. It's just you, not...
What's up? Yeah, the FAP thing that we talked about last week. I guess we could announce that right now. Okay,
it's
so last week,
you,
yeah,
not,
last week,
no
if you not knowing what we're talking about last week, I had searched Nikki Bella in YouTube, and the fourth suggested result was Nikki Bella FAP, and I was like, I wonder if that's just me or if that's a worldwide thing. Well, Josie tried before we started this, and FAP was nowhere in her search terms. So Google knows what I want.
And that's clearly Nikki
did you
Bella
go back
FAP.
And watch it?
The FAP?
Yeah.
No.
Oh. I want to know.
What, Nikki Bella FAP?
Sean, just hand her your phone. Clearly top four.
Wonder what they meant.
She's
by
like,
that.
Did you watch it? I'm like, no.
Really hesitant.
No. Yeah, it's just a bunch of compilations of footage of her.
Even when I type in Nikki Bella F-A, I still don't get FAP. I get FAM, Fastlane. Face turn, pause, fail, family.
That's awesome.
When I type in Nikki Bella FAP, I don't even get Nikki Bella FAP.
Search it. I hit search.
No, she's like, fuck, now I'm going to get Nikki
the
Bella.
The first thing I get is Nikki Bella jerk off challenge. What is that?
Speaking of Nikki Bella, that's really funny. This is a pretty funny story. I
hope it's not as sloppy as your
no. I was watching, or I was on Instagram the other day, and Nikki Bella had posted like a little Instagram video, you know what I mean? It's probably just like footage from Total Bellas or something. It was her just like, and I was like sitting there looking at it, and I accidentally clicked the spot where you can DM the Instagram video.
Oh, yeah.
And so it popped up like five people who are just random people too, like not like good friends of mine either that I could like explain this to, just like random people. And then as soon as that happened, I was like, oh shit. And I went to try and close it, and it fucking, my phone dropped out of my fucking hand.
Oh,
and then it fell, fell face down. And then when I picked it back up, the fucking DM screen wasn't on there anymore. So I definitely DM'd somebody Nikki Bella video on Instagram.
Jesus.
I definitely did. That's I don't awesome. Know who got it.
That's awesome.
Because they never replied.
Well, but
I was like, oh shit! What's up?
Just what? Start
just start
doing
DM.
Yeah, why not?
Random.
Just start DMing Nikki Bella videos.
Yeah.
Just be like, here, check this out.
Yeah.
And it's just like
see
Nikki
what
Bella.
Happens.
See if you can get it turned in.
I hope I. I hope it was like somebody random, like too, just like somebody that's like married with three kids, Mormon. I don't know how many of those I have in my friends, but
hopefully one.
So anyway, we watched TLC tonight because there's a pay per view every 2 weeks, and then we have to review it.
We have to review it, you say?
We have to review it. That's what our fans want, Derek.
Well, some of them ain't even fucking reviewable, but
tonight was pretty good.
Since Survivor Series, the last two have been definitely.
I definitely feel like we had a pretty good wrestling. But if you enjoy wrestling, this is a pay per view you can go back to for years to come, and
I
just
agree.
Watch and enjoy the wrestling.
Yeah, it was really good all around.
Oh, I thought Time to Play the Game might still be playing. It's not, just some other random song.
You're like,
what's
God.
Another good theme song or entrance music?
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, I like that.
So, you guys want to start running down this show?
Sure.
Neither of you watch the pre-show?
No.
Never.
Am I correct in saying
you
that?
You actually watched it?
Yeah.
Yes, I watched the pre-show today.
Nothing
How was
special.
It?
How was it? Never nothing
good,
special.
Good
trust
conversation
me.
Mover. I like that. Good segue. But anyway, I mean, it was a pre-show. They discussed the articles.
The articles, yeah. They really discussed articles.
Wow.
They discussed the angles, Sean versus English language. They discussed the angles leading up to it and showed footage that I just watched because I was just watching SmackDown. Before it happened. And then they had a match that was 5-on-5. There was a bunch of J-Brones on one team against a bunch of J-Brones on the other team.
Man,
still
who was part
series.
Of that? That one redhead dude?
Probably.
From the three-man band, and then he was in the one-man band, and then...
No, he actually...
Is he done? Is he gone? No, he's Raw, right?
He was in the first...
He's in the first match.
He was in the
he's
first
the main
one.
Card.
Wait, no.
He's Slater.
No...
Yeah, Heath Slater was on the main card. He was in the very first match.
Are you talking
match.
About Sheamus?
No.
She's
I know
talking
Sheamus.
About Heath Slater, three-man
yeah.
Billy.
Oh,
yeah.
Hate that dude.
He's I got kids now. Him and...
He had kids.
Yeah, he has kids. That's his name. I got kids.
So he's in the first... He wrestled tonight?
Yeah, in the first match.
So
I
missed
right?
that. Okay, I missed that part. Okay, all right, match. We'll get to that. Cool. I want to hear about this.
The pre-show was...
I hate that guy.
I'm trying to think of who was even in the pre-show. It was American Alpha and somebody against the Vaude villains, Ascension and Kurt Hawkins.
Who didn't win... To
yeah.
wrestle tonight against
it was
Brian
a,
Norton.
Hype Bros. Hype Bros and homeboys. Pretty
much the Survivor Series match.
It was a bunch of people sleeping outside. I had three non-wrestling fans here, like, watching it with me, and they were like, why is this even a tag team match if everybody just runs into the ring without tagging? And I was like,
right?
Yeah.
That was the noise I made.
Yeah.
Because it's, it's
why
definitely,
I don't watch it.
But because it's just like five guys getting their shit in, or they're just sleeping outside. They're like, where's this guy been the whole time? I'm like, sleeping? That's what they do.
He stays outside and then gets the roll-up pin.
So the event started then. Let's move on.
Yeah, fuck the pre-show.
Well, yeah, I can say American Alpha got the pin.
Well, why wouldn't they?
So the show started with the Wyatt family match. Were either of you guys watching this?
No.
Were you even here?
No, I wasn't here yet. Okay.
Yeah, I watched it.
Simple wrestling match.
I hate the Wyatts too.
I'm gonna go to my
Randy Orton's and the Wyatts now.
I know, that's so awful. It's so awful.
My notes were just Wyatts win.
Nice.
I had Luke Harper took a gore for Randy.
So my most anticipated match of the night was next. Nikki Bella versus Carmella.
Horrible.
You had made it by this point.
I was here
you?
For that, yes.
I watched
you thought
most
this was
it.
Horrible? I thought it was
I
great.
Didn't see, I didn't see the end.
I thought this I thought this was match of the night.
No way.
No, I don't think
all
match of the night.
Spots.
I expected them to. I expected the match to be later in the card and for them to be have more of a match, but it was kind of just a spot fest from kendo stick to.
It was just sloppy.
They did a lot of cool stuff with the kendo stick though. She put Nikki in or Carmella. My bad pronouns, Sean. Carmella put Nikki Bella in the tree of woe and just started beating her on the fucking inside of the thigh with the kendo stick.
Mm-hmm.
I was pretty excited about
that.
And then why is your microphone completely sideways? There we go.
There we go.
Okay. So anyway, and then Carmella, what's her fucking finishing move called? Her little leg choke.
I'm not even sure.
And you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't. I don't like her at all.
She wraps the legs. Carmella's awesome.
No.
She's fabulous.
She's getting better, but
I fell in love tonight. We'll get to that.
Yes, yes, we will. So
she has like Randy
she put Nikki Bella in her little fucking in her little submission move, and Nikki Bella grabbed the kendo stick, hit her with it.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I missed the end of the match,
and then the end of the match came with Nikki Bella just basically busting out a fire extinguisher from outside, and then just blasted Carmella with the fire extinguisher for a good 2 minutes, maybe hit her until the fire extinguisher was out. Like we kept waiting for her to like hit her with it. And
she just sprayed her.
And then Nikki Bella hit her Rack Attack 2.0 and got the pinfall. And then as she was leaving, Carmella got on the mic and was like, you thought I attacked you at Survivor Series? Well, it wasn't me. It was your best friend, Natalya. And then he started playing whatever.
Yeah.
Carmella's music.
Sounds interesting.
Nikki Bella, see, like,
horrible.
Even, like, it, as they started to go into the match, I was like, oh, shit, they're ready for a fight. Because if you watch SmackDown this week...
And it was sloppy from the beginning.
No,
dude.
SmackDown on this week was bad as fuck.
No, I'm not
Carmella's on the mic. Carmella's on the mic, and Nikki Bella come running out and hit that spear. That spear looked better than Goldberg on Brock.
Uh-oh.
I was like, if Brock's got broken ribs from Goldberg's, all of Carmella's ribs are broken right now.
Yeah.
But then Nikki Bella ended up cold cocking her in the motherfucking eye, and she had a shiner the size of Japan on her fucking face. And then Nikki Bella played it up too. She had like a, what do you call those? What are those hair things? French braids? Would
yes.
that be French
yeah,
braids?
See, yeah, you got
she
that.
She had her hair
she
back in French blades.
MMA.
She had gloves
blades.
On. Yeah. French blades. She had French blades. And she had gloves on. Like, I was like, damn, she's ready for a fight. This is about to be hype
like
as fuck.
Sparring.
But it was kind of like, it was just kind of like a little 7-minute payoff match. I think they're done. They're going to move on.
Their ring
other
work
stuff.
Outside was horrible, dude.
Carmella's got a title shot next. I think Carmella's the next in line
after,
for the title.
After that match, I wouldn't hope so. That would suck.
What do you think, Josie?
Especially.
About what?
Two heels going at it? No, not at all.
You know how I feel about the camo leopard print gold shoes,
Carmella
fishnet Yeah, I can't stand her.
She's the hottest in the ring.
No, she's not at all.
Bada bing, hottest girl in the ring.
No, I disagree.
She used to be with Enzo and Big Cass, and now...
Who's
now
that?
They're the people that are like, my name is Enzo Amore, and I'm a certified G and a bona fide stud.
I don't think I recall. So how long has she been in? How long has she been in the biz?
She's been on the main roster since July, and she was in the developmental territory for like 2 years.
So that's it. So she's fresh. She's new.
She's green, as they say.
Yeah, okay. She's getting better each time.
All right, all right.
This little stint with Nikki Bella, she was a lot better wrestling, but this last match was just a pooper.
She's been good on the mic, too. I didn't think it was a bad match.
I'm going to go with
to be honest with you, though, if you
too
have...
Too many fucked up spots. Have,
I didn't
delayed.
Really think they had that bad of spots.
It was all delayed, no. And they slowed down.
I didn't really even think that. I thought they...
When you go back and watch it,
I thought they did
it.
Pretty well.
I enjoyed the match, but I'm going to root for Abella always.
So then we had Miz and Maryse versus Dolph Ziggler.
And that's when I got here.
Yeah. You were talking about how the lights kept shining on Maryse's vagina in a way that looked like she wasn't wearing any.
Yeah, clothes. It looked interesting.
Like you could
excited.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm here for. I'm here to I overanalyze everything and I
so,
ruin it. So
I thought this was the 19th ladder match that these two have had. I believe like they've had a ladder match over the past 5 TLCs, and then I don't remember who in the room said it. I think it might have been Bobby, but he was like, but this is their first ladder match with 19 ladders.
Yeah, he had a good point.
So Mauro Ranallo also said that I think it was, no, it wasn't Mauro. It couldn't have been Mauro. It had to have been that other dude, David Otunga, that Miz has the athletic ability of Justin Bieber.
Oh, yeah, yeah. David Otunga, he used to wrestle not too long ago, right? A few years
ago?
Yeah, what happened to him? Why is he not wrestling anymore?
I don't really know. They just put him on commentary.
Huh. They're like, you suck.
Who's he married to?
Jennifer Hudson.
That's what I thought. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you really think of this match, Derek?
It was good from
I think they almost spent too much time with the climbing the ladder and fighting the guy off or whatever.
Ladder.
Like every single time they went for
that
the
was
ladder,
like the main spot.
Somebody like pulling them off or blah blah blah. It was never like huge tackles or big fucking spots or anything like
all
that.
All their spots revolved around the
I kept
for
like
sure.
telling Andrew because he was still here. I kept being like, oh, they're about to do something cool with these
never
ladders
happened.
Soon. Yeah, no.
You're like, mm-mm. Damn. It's because they've had so many damn matches. They're like, we've done this.
Well,
we never had a boring ladder match. Let's go
for it. It was a good match.
They did have that ladder set up in like the corner of the ring, and that made me nervous a few times. Like,
They did a lot of cool stuff with that. We're just even like sliding each other
just
into it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Miz... I'm trying to think of... Or no, Dolph Ziggler did like a fucking giant springboard goddamn elbow drop. Looked just like poster of Randy Savage onto the Miz off of that ladder. It was like sandwiched between the ropes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was one of the cool spots. Same with when... what was it? Miz did the little springboard powerbomb onto the ladder.
Oh yeah,
in the
corner.
That
he's
was
been
sweet
doing.
Too.
He's been doing his move where he powerbombs you onto the rope, so you get momentum to hit you with a big powerbomb.
That's sweet. See it on the ladder.
They even when they set up the two ladders next to each other in the ring and tried to like climb them and argue.
Yeah, they're really going to be
arguing.
They just
a lot of arguing tonight.
They just stop and fucking argue.
Oh,
like,
you bitch.
Yeah.
No, that's
it's
funny.
Like fucking high school. They're like, hold on, fight stop. Time to yell at each other.
But even when they put the two ladders together, like, and we were expecting big like suplex, summer slam maneuver.
Something awesome.
There wasn't really a lot of
nothing.
That.
No, you just like tied them up in it or just. Not got knocked off.
It was good from what I seen. It wasn't one of
we kept waiting
matches.
For Maryse to get involved and it didn't happen.
No, which I'm glad because that really does like irritate me. But, I can't stand that.
So when they got the two ladders together is when Miz hit the famous two shots to the peninsula south of the equator.
Oh yeah.
That's how Mauro put it.
Your new favorite.
That's how that's a nut shot apparently. Mm-hmm. He hit him once and Mauro was like, one wasn't enough. He had to hit him twice.
That's what I'm saying. That's your new favorite call.
Two shots to the peninsula. So your dick's a peninsula. The peninsula south of the equator.
It makes sense.
So good, it's like Brazilian.
Oh, my God.
A Brazilian. That's awesome.
Brazilian peninsula. So that's how Miz got the Dolph Ziggler fell and then fell outside the ring and went to sleep. And Miz got the belt, won the match, cut a promo after the match about how everybody else is a loser. He said, loser, loser. Loser.
Sean's pointing at us.
Yeah, and then he was like, winner, and pointed at himself.
Yep.
And then thanked Sean Daniel pointed Bryan. At himself.
He thanked Daniel Bryan?
But sarcastically, right?
Yes,
Okay.
Oh, for sure.
They keep baiting it like they want to have a wrestling match between the two, but I think Daniel Bryan can't wrestle.
It might be a WrestleMania thing, dude. Maybe a one time.
Daniel Bryan can't wrestle.
Unless
they do some hokey ass shit like they did with Bret Hart like 5 years ago, where they just had 30 people in the ring.
Yeah.
Mm. Beating up Vince McMahon, but it was Bret versus Vince, but it was every Hart family member of all time.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, like the whole family, the whole clan.
Anyway,
thing.
The Miz won in 25 minutes.
Damn.
Yeah, it's the second longest match of the night.
Yeah, I seen only 15 minutes.
Longest match of the night. Definitely, like I said, they kind of could have built up the excitement more instead of spending so much time with the climbing and pulling the guy down and climbing and pulling another guy down.
Well, that's where most of their spots occurred when you think about it. It was still
attack.
Well, then
and
they
do
both had leg injuries. And it took them twice as long to climb up the fucking ladder. Oh,
it's
God.
Very hard to dethread a title belt, Josie.
We don't even know who the fuck you're rooting for.
That's what
because
we kept on.
I said I like them both, technically.
Yeah, because she was like, it's Ohio. You just got to cheer for all of them.
Except for Dean Ambrose. I still don't like him. But we'll get to that.
So don't cheer for him.
This podcast
him.
Is all about who I don't like.
So
I think
then we had then we had kind of the filler match of the evening, Baron Corbin versus Kalisto.
Yeah, little cilantro.
Yeah, you kept calling him little cilantro. I said that's racist.
It's not at all, though. No. I forgot his name.
Kalisto, cilantro, same thing.
I thought it was a good match. Kalisto looked like he got his tights from Nikki Bella's closet. You said Rich Swann.
I said Rich Swann.
Yeah. I think he got him out straight on. Like, I felt like any minute his little Bella booty was going to be sticking out the bottom, like the little Bella booty cheeks sticking out the bottom.
You was happy. Like, you're
seeing
like
some Bella
less,
booty on Kalisto?
Like,
hell yeah.
You're like less tights, more trunks.
Oh, yeah, more skin.
Yeah.
The more skin any of these guys and women show is the better.
Yeah, I will say that.
I just shocked you when I said that, but no. I hate when people wear like fucking when they're all like, unless
so like Dean Ambrose wearing his jeans.
I hate the jeans, yeah.
Unless it's Kevin Owens, he must
wear a shirt.
Kevin
Owens needs to wear a shirt because he's fat. Like, that would be like me trying to go
shirtless. Other fat dudes don't wear
shirts. It depends.
Sean has a thing against it.
It depends.
He says all fat guys
when you're really super fat. Like, yeah, you don't wear a shirt. But when you're, like, beer belly fat, wear a shirt.
Did Mark Henry always wear a shirt?
He wore a singlet.
He's like, might as well be a fucking shirt.
Yeah, he wears a shirt every once in a while nowadays, whenever he wrestles.
I think that's all he comes out in is a shirt. And then
Baron Corbin won with the End of Days on a giant pile of chairs.
Yeah, I thought it was weird that
Kalisto
came
had a
out
cool
and
like
drop kick all spit. The chairs and then got beat by most of them.
He had a cool like drop kick spot where he did that huge running drop kick on the outside.
Yeah,
and then,
yeah.
then you
the
guys,
top rope,
you guys, yeah,
the
he had
mystery
that
move that Josie.
He had the springboard. He just like cocked in the guy's face is what he did. He just literally crotched Baron Corbin's face.
He did technically yes.
Springboard
that's right, yeah.
crotched the face. And I was like, well, that's just basically a cilantro crotch.
The
I was like, that's just
crotch.
Basically.
That's the new name. Mm-hmm. She finally named
got
it.
I said it's just a leg drop. It's not a cilantro crotch.
I thought the headbangers called it the stage dive back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Like late 90s.
So Baron Corbin won in like 12 minutes and 51 seconds.
Like I said,
a lot longer than I thought.
Wrestled a lot longer. That's why I said I was surprised they gave him time. And I'm shocked I didn't see Jack Swagger.
So then we moved on to Alexa versus Becky Lynch.
Yeah.
And now here's where Josie's crush just starts kicking in. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, she had never seen Alexa Bliss before.
She was like, I want Irish punk bitch to win versus Sailor Moon. I think she called her
Irish
steampunk.
Steampunk bitch.
Yeah. Which I'm not really sure what that means. Does that mean she likes getting like Cleveland steamers?
I don't think so. I think steampunk is like some it's weird an art. Yeah, like she has like those weird goggly glasses and like the long like
she
coat.
She does do that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
It's like an art form.
Yeah, man. Like it's an art form.
So this was a 15-minute match. I actually thought it felt longer than that. But
it did. Yeah. It was a great match, so I was really impressed.
My fucking thoughts right before this match was, why is every other announced team, when they like they went down the line and announced, they were like, here's the Japan team, here's the German team, here's this team. They're all two-men teams, and then they get to the American team, and it's four fucking people. Why do they need four people to call the wrestling pay-per-view?
Why do they need four on their TV show?
They need four. There's four announcers. There's fucking Mauro, JBL, David Otunga, and now they add Tom Phillips in there to do the segues. Because apparently they didn't like the way fucking Mauro does the segues, so they have Tom Phillips do it now or some shit. It's weird. He's the quote-unquote host, but he sits at the announce desk.
You suck so bad, we're having this guy just speak for you. That's fucked up when you look at it that way.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Like, it is all he does.
That explains why they have four now.
Like, if you watch SmackDown now, all Tom Phillips comments like every once in a while during the match, but he mostly just once the match is over, and they're like, "Yeah, coming up tonight, we got this." Like, that's Tom Phillips, what he does tonight. Like, we have this, but he sits at the announce desk. And does
they're like, "Fuck this."
So Alexa versus Becky, what do you got to say about this match? A lot of fun stuff, just avoiding
really
the table. Alexa fucking did a, I want to just say she fucking like DDT'd her, whatever the
DDT'd
fuck she did, like
table.
Kind of pancake DDT'd onto the table upside down.
This is when we were determining if
she had
dermal
piercings.
I couldn't pay attention.
Josie was so obsessed by this point.
Like it was
funny. I like her.
And then
this kept going on.
You
I
notice
like
these dermal piercings, and it's so funny because anytime I've ever seen her from behind, my eyes are only on her butt.
On her ass.
I've never looked at her back to be like, oh, she has dermal piercings. Mm-hmm. Like, and I've
she
been
does
watch-
have such a cute butt, though.
I've been watching this girl wrestle for like 2.5 years.
Really? She's been wrestling that long? I've never seen her before.
She was in NXT. She just came to the main roster with the draft.
Oh, okay.
She was in NXT, and then now she's there. Like, I've seen her.
She's definitely their top
and she's
heel.
She's improved tenfold since the first time I saw her.
I thought I was
like,
impressed.
When I saw her at, I say the story quite a bit, but I saw her at the first NXT event in Cleveland, which was a little over 2 years ago. Yeah. And she was the only one who couldn't keep up with everybody else. Like, she fucked up a couple spots and was slow. And
now she fucking has showed you.
Yeah, now she's motherfucking SmackDown Women's Champ, and it was a goddamn good title match. And what I say,
yes, it was.
From the time the match started, I said, it's Alexa Bliss's time to win the belt.
You did.
They fucked her on the last thing. This is what they're going to do. They're going to run with her as champion. She's got the face. She's fucking money. She's going
to
sell tickets.
She got the face to run the place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
People want to see her get her ass kicked.
Oh,
or
for sure.
They want to see her ass.
Yeah.
And Josie wants to see her
She just turned into Beavis.
Yeah.
She's all
she is type. Super cute. Like, I really do like her a lot. I like her a lot.
See,
I like
there,
her.
I told you when it, like I told you, it's sometimes when you see people on TV and you're like, yeah, they're beautiful, they're on TV. And then when you see them in person, you're like, holy shit, they actually are.
She's like, when does SmackDown come to Cleveland, Sean?
You're like, damn, they actually are ridiculously beautiful. Like, I remember when I saw Alexa Bliss in person the first time, I was like, holy shit, I didn't realize how strikingly gorgeous she is in the face.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy. And it's... I did that when I saw Nikki Bella, too. I was like, oh, I need to take pictures. Look at this. Nikki Bella.
It was a good match, though.
Poor Sean.
My fap pile, Nikki Bella fap collection.
Yeah.
Yeah, for
your own personal night on YouTube.
So, Alexa Bliss won by hitting a powerbomb Becky was standing on the apron. Alexa Bliss got under her and powerbombed her through the table. Yeah. And
good ending.
It was a great ending.
Like, none of you guys thought it was coming, and I was like, it's coming. Boom. Yeah. And it hits.
I just didn't think.
And I was like, I started clapping.
Like
it was the first time I popped in the night. I started clapping. Like, I'm watching on television.
I recall Bobby standing up the moment Becky Lynch came out all excited. And the moment she lost, he finally sat down was like, she lost.
on the And then as Becky was leaving, I think it was Charlie Caruso or one of them, whoever they have interviewing.
Trying to cut an interview.
Stopped Becky on the ramp while Alexa's music's playing. It was like, how do you feel? And Becky was just like, how do you think I feel, lass? And then just kept walking.
Like, what the fuck are you doing? I
turned her into fat bastard.
Yeah.
But that was what she said.
Yeah, she instantly turned into fat bastard.
And then Alexa, like, she looked like she was in tears, man. She was stoked.
Yeah, it was a good match. I was impressed.
I just was shocked by how big the title was compared to her.
Like, right. You and I were talking about this during the event, Josie. You were talking about, like, wouldn't you rather be on Raw? Isn't Raw the bigger show or the better show? And the thing about SmackDown, since they did this split, like, the split has been bad in some retrospects and good in others.
Yeah.
The thing that's been good is people on SmackDown have been able to get over. Like, Alexa and Becky
people
just
you
had
expect.
They had the second-to-last match on the show. Crowd was into it the whole time. Alexa wins the belt. People are getting over you've never heard of before, you know?
Yeah, right.
And on Raw, it's just been the same old fucking Owens has the belt, and they tried to put the belt on Finn Balor before he got hurt and shit like that. So
they tried and failed when motherfucker got injured.
But storyline wise and shit like that, they're not giving people stuff to get over. And I feel like on SmackDown, they really have been giving people.
Is that because of Daniel Bryan?
I really don't think so, because from what I hear,
I think
and
it's
from,
about what their roster is.
Yeah, from what I hear and from what I know, I guess
they're more stripped down.
Vince McMahon oversees both of them, though.
Right,
he's still the guy who's coming up with all the stuff.
Yeah.
Essentially for both brands.
But I think he's smart enough to realize that he needs, like, he's using two
variety.
Different formulas
yeah,
and
yeah,
making
yeah.
two different
chocolate
types of
and vanilla.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
You can have your chocolate over here, and I got my vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
Vanilla.
Mm-hmm. Vanilla.
Vanilla. So then we went into Dean Ambrose versus AJ Styles, the match of the night. I'm
I feel
sure.
like we
well,
missed
other than
one.
Nikki
Did we
Bella.
Miss one?
No.
No.
We've gone through all
wow,
of them.
Wow, there was not that many. I like that it's shorter. That's short. That was short.
Yeah, they came up just, it was
Raw
about two.
You with the 4 hours every
that's
pay-per-view.
Crazy, yeah.
And when they do the co-brand pay-per-views,
SmackDown always does about 2.5, close to 3.
Yeah, Backlash, they actually were pretty short. I remember it was like 2:20.
That's why I noticed every one of the SmackDown's ones
so,
have been short.
So the match was pretty like standard up front. It didn't really start getting crazy till
not about midway point.
Till Dean Ambrose hit this fucking sick move all of you guys were freaking out about. He set up like old school ECW style with two chairs here and two chairs here
mm-hmm.
facing each
mm-hmm.
other.
Mm-hmm.
And then he picked
So good.
He's standing facing the chairs instead of like his back
he's
to
He's picking
it.
Them up like suplex style.
Yeah, but not where he would be able to suplex backwards
on
onto
chair.
It. He's facing the chairs.
It's like
chair
a forward like powerbomb.
And he picked them up, yeah, in suplex hold and then just fucking flipped them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like a
so
suplex
good.
Powerbomb.
And AJ hit the fucking chairs and his fucking pants ripped and his ass started
oh,
hanging out.
Yeah, yes,
and then,
yes.
And then Dean Ambrose,
the fear of his asshole.
Dean Ambrose did another commenced. Cool thing. I've never seen anybody else do this. This was a cool thing. It's probably been done, I'm sure, but this is the first time I've seen this on WWE. He literally grabbed AJ to do a body slam, but grabbed the chair at the same time. So AJ had a chair up against his back. He had both of them and body slammed. So he basically body slams AJ on a chair.
With a chair.
Yeah, so the chair is on his back. I thought that was pretty neat.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool.
I'm sure they've done that before, but that's a cool spot.
I've never seen anybody
do it. It's not always
do it.
Done.
I've never seen anybody do it, so I was like, that's innovative.
Innovative.
It's innovative. So AJ's ass is hanging out.
Josie constantly.
Yeah. I noticed it way before. I was like, oh my God. I think he ripped his pants.
Like, it's weird because you wouldn't think he would just be wearing a thong under the tights, but what else would he wear? Why would you wear boxers when you're trying to have maneuverability under your tights?
Well, yeah, you can't wear boxers uh-huh. under tights. That's not... That's
just, you would just
I figured he would just be wearing, like, some type of, like,
you know what it really reminded
apparatus.
Reminded me of these action figures? Like, where the... like ass, where the paint starts to wear it on the ass.
And
like
your
see
ass
how the
starts showing.
See how the brown paint is starting to show. Like remind me
that's
of
AJ.
These old 1990 WCW action
he
figures
has,
I have.
His ass is hanging out because his pants.
Where because you hold it by the ass so much, the ass just starts to rub out.
Yeah.
You're playing with it. You're like this. So the ass starts wearing out, and then all your figures just have their asses hanging out. That was AJ Styles tonight.
I like how you just molested Ron Simmons. Sorry, Ron Simmons.
Yeah.
How did he even get up there? Him. It's weird.
I don't know.
So AJ suplexed Dean through a table after all this. He got his ass together, even though it was hanging
AJ
out.
AJ went through a ton of tables and ladders tonight.
Dean went through tables, too.
Not as many.
The next like big spot was fucking Dean starts tearing apart all the announce tables. Yeah. Remember how we even point out like, oh, whoa, the one had tablets.
Yeah.
And then we found out real quick why the one had tablets.
Because they were setting up a ladder.
Dean put a giant 8-foot ladder on top of a table.
Josie was clearly doing detective work in all the matches tonight.
I was. Yes. I definitely was. That's right.
She's like, how'd she get that butt? I'm like, squats. She's like, I did 10 today.
that's funny. Oh, that is.
That is, yeah.
So, AJ's laying on the table. Dean Ambrose climbs the ladder that's set up on the other table and hits a giant elbow drop. Boom, puts AJ through the table. AJ obviously doesn't move because his ass is hanging out.
Oh, for sure.
So he just has to take the elbow drop or he would be rolled over with his ass out.
Or his ass would even show even more, I think. I think it would have blown out more.
I'm just making a joke. He didn't care that his ass was hanging out.
Yeah, I don't even think he noticed, honestly. I don't even think he noticed.
He knew.
You think? I really don't know.
Yeah. Oh, the crowd knew instantly.
The crowd was giggling a lot. You kept hearing giggles.
Yeah, we were giggling.
Yeah.
It wasn't just us, Josie.
I kept hearing giggles in the crowd. It was cracking me up. So Dean grabs the 12-foot ladder from under the ring, puts it in the ring, starts climbing it. This is when AJ comes out of nowhere with the springboard flying forearm, knocks Dean down. And then this is when I went to go piss, and you said he hit a springboard 450 through the table.
Yeah.
On the outside.
So he laid, what, Dean on a table?
Yeah.
And
on
then
the outside.
And then went into the ring and then hit
climbed
a
springboard. Yeah, climbed the ropes, yeah.
Yeah, it was sick.
Yeah, it was.
Awesome. Josie was like, is he all right? He landed weird because his ass kept going over.
What do they call that move? Like,
on ridiculousness, they call it the scorpion. That's exactly what he went into instantly, AJ Styles.
So I was like, man, I've been waiting for the end of this match to go piss, but they've been going a long time, which was a 30-minute match, and that's probably about 25 minutes into it. And I was like, I just got to go piss, and it was
missed
funny.
One of the best
spots. as soon as I fucking flushed the toilet and fucking came out the goddamn bathroom, all I could hear from all the way from
the
bathroom
chant
door.
You hear the most.
Yeah, all the way from the bathroom door was like, holy, or no, it was, this is awesome. I was like, oh, goddamn it.
Your dreaded
it.
Chant, Sean.
I was like, what the fuck happened? Yeah, I hate that chant, but I knew something awesome goddamn happened.
She's like, I hate it, but I know that something's
like, what did
happened.
I fucking miss? And then this is when James Ellsworth came out, the moment we had all been waiting for. The Any Man with Two Hands has a fighting chance.
That I called all night.
So he gets in AJ's face, and AJ grabs him, drags him over to like the stairs, and is about to hit the Styles Clash on the stairs. Dean Ambrose interrupts, boom, hits him with the forearm, and grabs AJ. Hits the Dirty Deeds, double arm DDT to AJ on the stairs, gets back in the ring. Didn't AJ come back in, and then Dean throws him back off, and AJ went spinning under the bottom rope to the outside. And
yeah,
then,
I think so.
Dean starts climbing. As soon as Dean gets to the belt, which is really hard to unfasten, because the threads are really tough, Josie. It's a hard belt to unfasten.
That's bullshit. You're actually right, because when was it The Miz and Dolph Ziggler wrestled? Like The Miz, like hung on and like he hung.
Yeah, he was
from
on
the
it.
Belt.
Yeah.
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 Yeah,
it's
like,
tough.
It was
tough.
Unfasten. Like, it held him for a while.
Oh, hell yeah.
So that explains why it takes him a minute.
So long to unfasten
I guess.
A belt. So anyway, while he's up there about to unfasten it, James Ellsworth, who we're thinking is coming to save the day, tips the ladder over. Dean Ambrose goes through what I felt like was like four tables. Was it two or was
like
it four?
One table,
was
but
it two? I thought it was two together, but it might have been four together. Felt like it was two.
I know
and
there was
two.
Tables around them as well.
Was it two and two or was it just one and one?
I think it was just one and one.
I don't remember. I'd have to look at the footage. But so then we're like,
review the footage.
We're like, what the fuck? He's just been getting beat up by AJ Styles and talked shit about James Ellsworth has pronouns. James Ellsworth had been getting shit talked by AJ Styles for months. And now he's just going to like randomly turn and be on AJ's side.
Yeah, after AJ pretty much was like, everything is deserved because of him. Is that the reason?
Mm-hmm.
I personally think since he's already beat AJ... what, three times now he thinks he can beat him for the title?
So that's what your thought was?
That's my thought.
Because he does, James Ellsworth does have a title shot coming.
So why does he want to fight his best friend?
He's beat AJ four times.
What's the deal with this dude, though? I don't understand it. Yes, I don't understand it. Because I asked you if he was a good wrestler, and you said no.
No, he's not really.
Did you not see the moves he took?
So he showed, if you haven't like been paying attention, he showed up as a jobber. Just a guy to get beat up by Braun Strowman, who's this really big, like 7 foot tall muscle.
But don't you gotta be even somewhat good to do that job?
No, not really. You just gotta get beat up.
You just gotta let a big guy ragdoll you.
And he had no chin, and he's had
no chin.
And he said, "Any man with two hands has a fighting chance."
No, Dean Ambrose said that.
And it got over. No, he said it in his Braun Strowman promo. That was his line.
All right,
he said that, and then fucking he got over, and then. They had brought him back on SmackDown because AJ needed a stupid opponent. Like, he was like, I'm not going to wrestle you, Dean. I'm wrestling James Ellsworth. And he just got so over that fucking they just signed him to a contract, and here we are.
Wow.
The universe made him famous.
So has he even wrestled? He's wrestled AJ Styles.
He's beat AJ Styles four times.
Okay, four, three.
He beat him four times four now. Times, the yeah, ladder four. Match was
in
the
ladder match for the contract and a future title shot. That's why I personally think he came in.
Anyway, after that happened, AJ just climbed the ladder and won.
James Ellsworth looked excited.
He was just outside going, come on.
Jumping around him and stopping holding his neck he's so injured.
Right.
Like, Josie's over here like,
So fake.
Overall, what'd you think?
I was pleased.
SmackDown, TLC. Yeah, it was actually, like I said at the beginning
better
of
the...
Better
than Raw's pay-per-view.
Like I said at the beginning
minus
of the
thing. Hell in Cell match.
Yeah, if you've been comparing the pay-per-views, Hell in a Cell was the last Raw one. But Hell in a Cell was kind of compared with No Mercy. Are they doing... They're doing what for Raw? Roadblock?
Roadblock. Yeah, so we'll see Roadblock. Then I'll compare. Okay.
But, for wrestling-wise, it was really good.
Yeah. I think SmackDown has the better card.
And the better... I feel like the better show.
Yeah.
I was impressed. And it was shorter. I liked that. Like, that was pretty fucking sweet.
You didn't sit through a five-hour card. Well, they did that for, like, WrestleMania and SummerSlam and shit.
WrestleMania is fucking 7 hours. What the fuck are you talking about?
WrestleMania was very long. We sat through...
7 hours.
I felt like it was, like, 11 hours, wasn't it?
Including the podcast?
No, it was over. Jeez. It was over seven. It was definitely like
seven hours.
And a
half. Yeah.
Because it was, what, 2 hours of the pre-show?
And then 5 hour fucking main event felt like.
Almost five. I think it was over 5 hours, wasn't it?
Yeah, I know it's ridiculous.
I don't remember. I feel like it was from 7 to like 12:30.
It was the longest.
If I remember right.
Yes.
Wow.
I remember getting
So give it a
like
grade, Josie. That's what we do around here on Lousy Wrestling Podcast.
What do you mean a grade? Like
like school grade. Like A, B, C, with minuses and pluses.
I totally give it an A.
Yeah.
For Alexa.
I feel like A minus Alexa.
Alexa. She didn't even write the pay-per-view. She's like A for Alexa. Like,
awesome.
Plain and simple.
Alexa Bliss is awesome.
She don't give a fuck about the show. She's like, Alexa, A, hands
I've been
down.
A, I've been
it don't
Alexa
matter
fan.
What the show.
When Alexa first debuted, she wore like a tutu. It was like, Sparkle, Alexa. And then she fucking teamed up with this tag team called Blake and Murphy and went super dubstep. And that's when she kind of developed the heel persona and shit. And since then, she's been... Like,
she's
she got that new character and just
SmackDown,
been
dude.
Killing it. The Blake and Murphy shot themselves in the foot, And because the one guy like got a DUI, the one guy in the tag team got a DUI or some shit. And I don't even.
Off killing
I don't him. Even. And I think they might have even let him go eventually. And yeah, she fucking took the ball where those guys dropped it and just ran with
nice.
It.
Yeah, I was impressed. I really enjoyed it. I hate Dean Ambrose, so I'm really happy AJ won. yeah,
I'm pretty, gonna go A great. Minus.
A minus. All yep. right.
I was going to go with A, honestly, this time.
It was a very good show, but in hindsight, you're only going to remember the wrestling. Like, the storyline...
That's not true.
Storyline building...
Josie's going to remember Alexa Bliss and the Dermals.
And the Dermals. The storyline building, like... Like, I mean,
storyline-wise, there actually was... Has the better,
yeah, there was storyline
better builds
going.
Of story.
Well,
angles.
I don't go watch ahead. SmackDown, yeah. So for me to come over and watch this, like, I mm-hmm. picked up on it pretty quick. You explained, like, quick little things, yeah. like, they showed little replays yeah. and whatever. So it was easy to follow. It
That's,
was pretty
that
simple.
That is a good thing
pretty
about
simple.
SmackDown is it's pretty, they, it's a basic, it is really a basic wrestling show. Like, when you watch
Every
some,
four weeks.
When you watch some of the things, you're like, that's just pro wrestling. That's why you do things the way it's done, is because mm-hmm. pro, and Raw gets convoluted a lot where, like, this week the guy's in a comedy segment. This week his mom died. This week he's fucking chasing Pokemon. You know what I mean? And then this week he's not on TV for the next fucking month.
And then he's back doing the same shit over and over.
Yeah, so they fucking... Raw...
They have more segments
but
than wrestling.
Also, Raw can do shit better than anybody else at the same time, which we saw this week with Alexa and Charlotte.
Yeah.
Anyway, you want to take a break? Josie can probably get out of here. She yep. has to work in the morning.
Yes.
And then me and you will run down the top news stories.
All right, sounds good.
Of the week and a little bit of Raw, and then we'll get out of here. All right.
Time to play.
Lousy weather media.
Ohio's known for lousy weather. My retro vendors keep me ever freshen. She acquired pleasure from applied pressure. You want the fruits of my labor, this is nectar. I stay translucent, never showing no emotion. While I'm standing in the snow wearing rain clothing. Been taught I look like a product of J.K. Rowling. That would explain how I'm creating all this magic. Get hooked on his diction like a bad habit. When your words are acrobatic, creating straight havoc. Trying to go down in the books is a valid savage. You retire to a beach.
What you sleeping
on a money hammock. It's slip with a dollar sign. It's rainclothing.com. Lousyweathermedia.com. .com.
They played it off as.
Yeah,
Jesse
Road
Jr.
Dog was the actual singer.
Yeah.
It is Road Dog singing. You can tell by listening to the voice.
Oh, for sure. It's definitely not Jeff Jarrett.
If you ever listen to Bruce Pritchard's podcast, he likes to sing this song. Anytime somebody brings up Jeff Jarrett, he goes, "Spend my time working hard, more to go." Or I don't remember the lyrics.
So it's his favorite song, like Shawn Michaels is your
Spend
favorite song.
Spend my money working hard, more to go. How's it go?
I don't know.
I'm going to learn right now.
Your new favorite song.
Yeah, I used to have this record. This was like one of my favorite records when I was a kid. 1995, this shit was fire. Full Metal, the album.
My day's working hard.
You just danced around Jeff Jarrett style.
Spend my day working hard on the go.
You did your false Ric Flair dance strut.
Spend my day. That's a Fabulous One strut.
So that's what you did?
The Fabulous One strut. That's what Jeff Jarrett did.
All right.
Spend my days working hard on the go.
And that is why we're the shittiest podcast.
Wrestling podcast.
For sure.
In America.
Because Sean plays on necessary music.
And our news stories are going to suck. let's talk about Charlotte and Sasha. What'd you think of this, Matt? Okay, so it's big news.
What, part one or part two?
This okay. See, I didn't,
it was like two parts.
I didn't see the first part, but I had lightweight heard about it. Why don't you run it by me here?
Well, I don't have my notes. Well,
but that's fine. Just but tell
from
me
what I
happened.
Remember, part one pretty much started out.
They had a match earlier in the night.
They
or?
Had a match.
Okay,
and,
non-title or title?
Title match.
Okay,
and they went outside the ring. It was really good match leading up to this point. They both went outside, and Charlotte pretty much was beating the shit out of Sasha outside. Went into the crowd and got mm-hmm. a double count out.
Okay.
Mick Foley came out, pretty much was like, no, this isn't how it's going to end. Mm-hmm. You guys rest tonight. You guys will finish it later tonight. False count anywhere. No disqualification.
You guys are going to have another
match. So pretty much rest up. You guys are going to be the main event.
Yeah, we're not going to have a title match end like this.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty much what SmackDown should have done.
With like we talked.
Yeah. So
if Shane would have actually gone to watch the main event.
Yeah. So it was actually like smart saying that from like a couple weeks ago. I actually hit on that on my note.
So what'd you think of their match? The second match later second on time, in the night.
Dude, I was surprised by how many kendo shots that fucking Sasha put on.
What about
Charlotte,
just
dude?
Brutal stiff shots? Period.
Oh, dude.
Match. What about that? All right, so they're both standing on the apron, and fucking Charlotte kicks Sasha right in the fucking chest,
in the titty,
so fucking hard. Sasha falls and just barely hits like shoulder blade on apron, and then hits the ground. Like that was one of the nastiest things I've fucking ever seen.
In the corner by the ring post, because
that was probably just one of
watching the fucking women's dude.
Yeah, that was one of the nastiest spots I've ever seen. I feel like there was like a huge like suplex on the floor too.
I know. They did that crazy ass moonsault later on in the
match
from the
announce table
to the floor. That was fucking crazy because that was actually a nice height distance.
Then the match ended with a bank statement through one of the railings on the stairs.
Did
to
you
the
see the black
seats.
Guy in the corner fucking react? He was like freaking out.
There was one guy right behind freaking out, but the guy right in the aisleway, this is my favorite dude. Okay, so
in the black shirt.
Okay, yeah. So
same dude.
Charlotte taps out, okay, and then
he's eyeballing fucking
Sasha falls backwards like towards this guy, like oh god,
oh dude on his lap
backwards. And then the guy, he kind of like backs up and sits back like this and just no sells it, like nothing's fucking happening, because he's sitting there going, I'm on live TV, my girlfriend's at home, if I grab this bitch's titty I'm gonna get fucking thrown out my house. I ain't gonna be able to see my kids no more. Like, it's so fucking funny the way he was looking.
I've seen him
once
too.
She like stood up, he was like, oh yeah, okay,
he was relieved.
Yeah. But yeah, when she kind of fell back into him, he was like, no,
he was like,
no,
get
please,
away, girl.
Nope, ain't ruin my relationship. Yep, I got kids.
I got bills to pay.
Yeah, I ain't paying child support. I'd rather.
I did see him too. It was funny because I noticed the one dude standing up, he got overly excited because he straight up was looking up Sasha Banks up and down, like, and when he got the win, he just went fucking crazy. Then I realized the second dude was like, what the fuck? Oh my god, you're on my lap. Slowly keep creeping to the side.
So, would you give it a... This is like their third time they've changed the title.
On Raw.
Yeah, or maybe even fourth or fifth since they've changed it since like the brand split.
I think it's the third time between those
two.
They
just keep trading it.
I think it's funny that Charlotte wins the pay-per-views and Sasha continues to be the Raw champ. Sasha's the Raw champ winner,
but
pay-per-views, yeah.
But
she can carry it for 3 weeks, but the pay-per-view goes back to Charlotte.
Then Ric Flair came out and just raised
I think
Sasha's
that pretty
hand.
Much put Sasha over.
Yeah, like, but like the crowd cheered because like,
it was
yeah.
in her hometown.
But what was the point of having Rick come out? Apparently, they signed Rick to a deal. That's news. Like,
so he's not going to ROH like the Hardys.
No, Rick is they like. I guess they had a deal. That's why he's been off TV kind of since when Sasha was like, "I don't need you, Daddy."
Yeah.
She turned.
You called her Sasha,
she
but you mean Charlotte.
Charlotte turned into Bill Alfonso and was like, "I call it right down the middle, Daddy. I don't need you, Daddy." And
cut ties with
yeah,
Rick.
Yeah, and Rick left. So so apparently they've came to terms with the new Legends deal because they want him around. Because, get this, apparently Triple H is worried about Ric Flair's, like, partying at his age. So
he wants to keep him close. He
wants to keep him on the road with them, yeah, and, like, taking care of him instead of him out doing these, like,
independent shit.
Where he
was spending his own money.
No, he was just doing gigs at bars where he just comes to a bar and just drinks, and like that's been what he's been doing lately. Like the fucking like kind of like the what the Jackass guys were doing forever. Like Don Vito just shows up to a bar and it's like Don Vito's here, we're getting drunk. Like that's
Ric Flair, let's get wasted.
Yeah, he came to a bar in Akron not too long ago. That's when he was signing autographs.
He was going.
No, I went to a comedy show that night.
You were like, damn, I could have went to Ric Flair.
Yeah, if I would have known he was signing autographs at Summit Mall,
you would have been there.
He was signing autographs at Summit Mall. Yeah, if I would have known that, I would have been there for that.
You would have ditched the comedy show. You'd been like, fuck.
No, I could have done it before the comedy show because I went and saw Chris Klem that night, and he had gone. And he wore a very loud pack shirt to meet Ric Flair. We've discussed it on the main show before. But yeah, it's pretty funny. So Summit Mall is where Ric Flair was at. Then he went and drank later. So yeah, apparently Triple H is worried about his like drinking. So they wanted to get him signed to a new deal.
So take him on the road and let him get drunk even on their pay cut.
But they'll
save his money.
They'll keep their eye on him.
Money.
Yeah, especially when they're like,
you can drink this many, Rick, but we're going to have a guy with
you
promoting, to say that's done.
They're promoting story time episodes about Ric Flair just like drinking and having sex with six stewardesses and shit.
Yeah.
And like,
I can imagine now.
And but they're like, no, come back and work with us. Yeah. But anyway, that's the idea.
You see the movie Bad Grandpa?
No.
He definitely reminds me of being that guy.
Ric Flair,
yeah, being the obnoxious, like, old 70-year-old guy, like, just wants young vagina one last time. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what he reminds me of.
So, I got another news story I want to talk about.
Please, not the Hardys.
The Hardys?
Yeah.
No. Way better than a Hardys.
All right.
The Rock and Roll Express.
Oh.
Again.
No.
Back for
guy,
week two of
the
podcast.
The guy in this front row on Monday Night Raw, I seen a Rock and Roll Express for Hall of Fame 2017. I put my head down. I almost Facebooked you and was like, Sean.
It's happening. No, Rock and Roll Express this past weekend have become the final and last and only Smoky Mountain Wrestling tag team champions. They beat some tag team.
Win the Smoky Mountain tag team belts again for how many times?
Get this. This was a show.
Smoky Mountains is still around.
Get this. This
Who
was,
wrestles
no,
for
no,
them?
Smoky Mountain's not around.
So how's this tag team real?
Jim Cornette brought the belts out of retirement to have one last 20th anniversary fucking tag
so
team
So now they
match.
Just took the tag teams home
this,
with them.
To retire
Cornette
the
Cornette was
belts.
Like, I want these out of my house here. Take this, Gronk. God sell of old wrestlers.
That's funny. You can just imagine Jim Cornette being like, because have you ever seen his memorabilia room? He'd just be like, he's like, oh, the Castle Cornette's getting a little crowd around here. Gotta get the belts out there. Yeah. Oh, my bad. I should have done the Jim Cornette voice. Fuck you.
Here you guys go.
God damn it. I need to get these belts out of here. Fuck you.
That's
awful, Jim Cornette.
Take these with you. I need them the fuck out of here.
But so, yeah.
You've had them more times
than
everybody.
Remember the tag team they wrestled. I didn't save the article
the
or anything.
Nobody's.
It was some good tag team, but get this event. I believe it was in North Carolina or South Carolina. It was promoted by this people called Big Time Wrestling. Over 2,000 people in this fucking arena. So
it's doing better than TNA.
Smoky Mountain used to.
This is good.
Yeah. Jim Cornette said Smoky Mountain used to run this town back in 95.
Is he bringing it alive?
What's up? What, Smoky Mountain? No. He
so what's the tag team for? Take home?
This was
souvenirs?
Retire. Yeah, to retire the belts. Officially. To officially retire the tag team titles.
Because he won the fuck out of his garage. I got it.
So it's a town he used to run, you know what I mean, 20 years ago.
And
he said he couldn't get more than like 800 people in that town. And this event, it had like Sting there signing autographs and some other people. Big fucking
event. The has-been of the 80s and 90s.
Over 2,000 people in a nice fucking little
arena. Was Ric Flair there drinking with people too?
I wish. I'm not sure. He might have been there signing autographs drinking.
It was his hometown, he said.
Yeah, it was a big like I want to say it was Carolina. It might have been Kentucky, but I'm pretty sure it was Carolina.
Smoky Mountain in the Carolinas.
Yeah, they retired the Smoky Mountain tag team. The Rock and Roll Express still out there putting it down. I can't wait to see their appearance on Tag Team Apocalyptico. I'm stoked. Speaking of that, you were saying, the Hardy showed up in Ring of Honor this week.
Cut a promo, I guess.
And then
Broken Hardy and him and Nero.
Even Vanguard won, the drone showed up and got hit with a double super kick.
On ROH?
Yeah, have you seen the
No, I didn't see it.
I can bust open the video. Hold on. Let me see if it's...
Yeah, I just read briefly about it. It was like, what the fuck are they trying to...
Let me see if I can show you.
Are they trying to integrate them?
I'll turn the audio.
ROH, TNA, right. To make TNA relevant, because ROH
here,
way
this
better
is,
product.
So apparently, the crowd's all chanting delete and stuff.
Only people in ROH
Can you hear it? My bad. Do you have headphones on? No.
No.
I mean, can you hear it through here?
Yeah. Yeah, I can put the headphones on.
Yeah, go ahead and put the headphones on. Are they plugged in?
And then that's when Vanguard 1 comes out.
I'm not sure. I haven't seen this video yet.
No, it's just gonna be a
I just
video.
Heard about it. So the crowd, it's like all dark right now. It's purple lights. We're wondering who's going to show up to attack the Young Bucks.
And it's just a drone.
Yeah, and it's Vanguard 1. Vanguard 1 came out. Probably flown by Jeremy Borash, from what I hear. So the Young Bucks are selling it and, like, dodging away from it and shit. The crowd's throwing streamers. Guys yelling brilliant.
Trying to cross them over.
Vanguard 1. Vanguard 1. Vanguard 1. It's actually a pretty
it
fucking
sounds like
awesome.
It's getting over.
I feel like it's against the law to fly that in. Oh! And they double super kicked Vanguard 1. Ray Design's about to say, I feel like it's illegal to fly drones.
Suck it, Billy! Suck it, Billy! Suck it!
So are they broken now? Are they the Young Brokens?
The Young Brokens.
The Broken
I know they
Bucks?
Just signed 2 years deal to ROH.
They're staying with ROH?
Them and New Japan Wrestling.
The Broken Bucks.
I hope not. I think they
well,
were just challenging
I feel
them
like
for the titles
yeah, I feel
from
like
what I've been reading.
I thought that they were definitely showing up with Tag Team Apocalyptico. Maybe, maybe that's part of the deal is that, what are you doing? Turning them all down?
No.
I don't have any headphones anymore.
Oh, what happened?
I don't know.
I didn't turn nothing down.
But anyway, there we go. You got messed with the cord a little bit, maybe.
Cause better?
I don't hear anything.
It was the cord. It was
mess with my cord a little bit. There we go. Okay. Nope. Lost it. There we go. Yep. Okay. So anyway, I feel like since it might have been a deal worked out between TNA and Ring of Honor, like if the Young Bucks can show up for the Tag Team Apocalyptico thing.
We want the Hardys.
Matt Hardy will do dates for Ring of Honor because Matt Hardy's the most over thing in wrestling. Pretty much. Well, besides AJ.
He's not
the
list.
Like, besides the list, Jericho, AJ. Like, Matt Hardy's at least number, five.
I'll honestly say
nobody's
the Hardys
watching the TV shows. They're just watching the YouTube clips and shit. But he's at least, like, number five over in wrestling right now.
Over in total wrestling.
Yeah, he's at least, like, number five.
Matt Hardy's definitely in top five. I will say that.
Mm.
Broken Matt Hardy, I should say.
Yeah. So, so what'd you think about him showing up there?
I was like, oh, man, bad signs for ROH.
Did you hear...
After all their fucking...
Did you hear one last thing before we get done with news? Did you hear that Shinsuke Nakamura won the title out in Japan?
Yes, I did.
So apparently that's going to be on TV. What
that was a spoiler.
Was that this week is going to be?
Yeah,
WWE posted it.
Yeah,
WWE posted all the news sites ran with it.
Yeah, I know.
So what do you? I mean, it's. I think they basically said it. That's the whole reason
it
why.
It sets up for
that's
a
why,
steel cage match in Australia.
I just mean that's why Shinsuke lost it was so that they could have him win it in Japan. I'd probably put money on it.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it. Especially why wouldn't they? I mean, he's going to his hometown.
Oh, I forgot to talk about Dean Ambrose and Ellsworth on SportsCenter real quick. Did you see any of this?
No, I told you I didn't.
It was pretty funny. Dean Ambrose was good. He called himself the king of the deathmatch.
How many deathmatches he's been in?
Quite a few when he used to wrestle in CZW. He actually won the king of the deathmatch tournament, I believe, in CZW, or was a part of one of them. So
did he win or did not win?
I'm not sure. We'll have to Google it. Josie. Oh, she left.
She ghosted you.
But He had brought up, like, Jonathan Coachman was in one interviewing him, and he's like, you know, sometimes the way you guys are, like, odd-paired, you know, you like to think of other odd pairs, like the Rock and Sock Connection. And James Ellsworth was like, you know, if you're going to compare us to the Rock and Sock Connection, I can see that, because I'd definitely be the Rock, wouldn't I? And Dean Ambrose is like, no, I would be the Rock. Well, hold on, well, I am the King of the Deathmatch, so, well, let's get you to the gym, and then you can be the Rock. And then he was like,
I've been like, you're like the Sock.
And then he was like, we're better than the Rock and Sock Connection, Ellsworth said, you know, kind of, I don't remember what his exact verbiage was, but then he was like, he's like, we're kind of like, you know, James and Dean, James Dean. And Ambrose was like, I've told you before to never say that again. And that's how they ended the segment, just Coach, like, with his eyes closed, laughing, going, like, precious pup, like, meep, 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 meep.
Because he knew it was coming.
I can't do the, like, hiss laugh. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, Precious Pup from the old Hanna-Barbera cartoons. It's like a really, like, weird hissy laugh that's like...
Now it sounds like you're having sex over there. It's horrible.
That's the Nikki Bella fap sound right there. Just put on, you can look, but you can't touch.
And that's what we hear.
We keep dreaming with the stars above.
I'll remember when I hear this on the outside, I will not come in ever. That's horrible.
Anything else you want to say about Raw or SmackDown before we get out of here, before I hit us with the match of the week?
Let's see.
I got a great match of the week this week.
Raw, they had Jericho and Owens break up.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I did kind of see that. But do you think it's just a test breakup, or do you think it's for real?
Jericho said it was serious, and then that's when Seth Rollins came out and attacked him when he was getting into his limo and shit like that. And what was stupid about the match, but I also liked about it at the same time, is they announced the main event was Kevin Owens versus Roman Reigns.
Okay.
And if Roman won, he would go to Roadblock for the title shot. Well, that match was announced, what, 2 months ago?
Mm-hmm.
So instantly you knew what was going to happen.
Yeah, because Roman won the match, right?
So the funny thing about it, Roman was like, spoiler alert, the match ended is going to be tonight's going to be ending with me kicking your ass all over the arena. And when the match started, it was totally opposite. Kevin Owens completely had Owens the entire time, like, and then when they came back from the commercial, that's when Roman Reigns finally got hit the upper hand on Owens and hit a couple moves. And pretty much that's when it went on to a really good back and forth match.
See, I didn't bother watching Raw. I watched like this week in WWE or whatever, so I saw like all the highlights. I didn't get to watch either one of the shows. I was with my girlfriend, and I told you about how that went earlier, so that's how my day kind of went. I didn't get to get caught up wanted to.
Yeah. I was just hitting on the highlights of what was actually watchable on Raw, stuff like that. I skipped kind of the
And then SmackDown, I watched the intro.
You don't even need to watch SmackDown.
Yeah, I know. I want to reiterate.
Everything pretty much.
Yeah, we talked about everything that happened, except for the badass chair shots from AJ to James Ellsworth. So I hate when, like, WWE does that constantly, where somebody will, like, brutally beat someone that, like, how could you be friends after that? And then they're friends 6 days later.
Getting help.
Like, they've even done it with the Bellas, where, like, Nikki was like, I wish you died in the womb, right? And then, like, 3 weeks later, Brie Bella helped Nikki Bella win the belt and then became her slave or whatever, or was her slave before that. But then they were friends because blood's thicker than water after she told her she hoped she died in the womb. Like, they do shit like they do shit like that, where, like, people will do evil stuff, like hang you upside down and beat you with a chair in your
become their best
right in your back
slave.
And dick. And then
next
week,
how Dana Brooke became Charlotte's bitch.
Yeah, you just become slaves in WWE. So I got match of the week this week. I don't know I don't remember whose week it was, but this has got to be the match of the week. Okay,
all right.
So. I was watching, as you came over last week, I was watching Stranglemania, wasn't I? With ICP commentary over the old Japanese death matches. Well, I found Stranglemania 2 on there the one day, so I was watching that. And then some of the early JCW wrestling tapes came on.
So you're watching Fat Scott Hall?
No, not yet. He wasn't on this yet. These are very early. This is like Kamala and Iron Sheik and shit and Abdullah still. ICP still on the commentary. But anyway, the very first I came across JCW Volume 3. That's all you have to type in YouTube to find this. It's JCW 3, and it's the first match on the show, so it's very easy. And it's two Cleveland guys, Matt Cross and Josh Prohibition. This was when they were like high off the backyard wrestling fucking wave. They were the two big backyard guys. Eventually, they did XPW and then the Cleveland All-Pro and PWO and shit. Matt Cross and Josh Prohibition. I'm going to show you a part of this match, though, Derek. I'm going to show you this. And I don't want you to describe what you see. I just want you to react. And then that's how we're going to go off, all right? So anybody can watch this. It's the first match on the card. Matt Cross, Josh Prohibition, and Zagiri. Oh, and we're out.
It's the full moon Tango Spider. All right. Now you got 40 Dog 20. He's about to go up in here and try a backward suicide plancha dive. Here it is.
Oh! Suicide is right, fellas. Rude boy. Suicide is right.
Rude boy, three. I don't know what to say.
That's hilarious.
And Zagiri, we're motherfucking out, bitch.
What production is that anyway?
I want to know what man was responsible for setting that fucking ring up in the first place, goddammit.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.